Summarizing what we've talked about so far then, we have stage one, preparing. The child is getting ready to produce speech. Stage two, speechifying. He's starting to sound speech-like. Stage three, he takes what he can to hone in on consonants by learning to vibrate and to occlude and so forth. By stage four, he begins to oscillate the sounds that he has, oscillate the oral movements to produce strings of utterances that don't have meaning but are simple rehearsals of oral positions and movements that he's learned or that he is learning. And in stage five, he solidifies his skills by taking everything he has learned so far and organizing them into simple consonant and vowel constructions. And he has a wide variety of those, six different types of those that he utilizes. And then in stage six, he begins to push himself past those single words and those early phrases by advancing his skills and developing pretend connected speech, which is jargon-like, word jargon-like, and whispering. And he also learns to produce words with three syllables and maybe even four syllables, which we haven't mentioned. And actually, I've left off this chart because by the time a child gets to that point, his speech is pretty advanced. And he learns to close his syllables. If we look at the overall construction of this plan, you can see that what many of us put as the most important skill, the closed syllable, actually is the last skill of the second to the last stage. So it is quite an advanced skill, and there's a tremendous amount of learning that takes place before a child gets to that level.